Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, or the pop culture research. None of the
news, so you don't have to.
I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Spider-Man. What think of Brand New Day?
Welcome to a based reaction of Spider-Man Brand New Day.
This is Baseless Speculation. Go to the movies, take no lies.
What we think of?
You can use either one of those. Whichever one you decide is better.
So, hey, we saw it.
Gave me a stroke.
Yeah. Congratulations to the movies. They're back.
Yeah, the movies are back. Hey. Yeah.
We went to the movies. And before, you've got this far, but just in case, because I don't trust any of us, including me in this room, to not...
Yeah.
But we're bad at deciding what's spoilers and not spoilers.
Yes,
so
yeah,
for
yeah.
some right, fucking from, crazy yeah.
from now, reason, from now, if you don't want to know whether anything to do with a Spider-Man,
stop listening,
come back.
Or just turn down the volume, keep it playing.
That's also true. If you just want to know like just a general feeling, like I haven't really discussed it, but I'm going to say, hey, it's a good film.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's all you need, great.
Yeah.
It's the second best of the four Spider-Man movies.
Exactly. I would say it's a step in the right direction for Marvel.
Yes.
Yes.
And now, spoilers officially stop.
Now.
So let's first, just straight off the bat, I guess, deal with the consequences.
Yeah, the wheel.
The reason
consequences.
People are listening,
mm-hmm.
The wheel.
Oh, yes.
The wheels of torture / consequences /
yeah.
we keep running our mouths and thinking movies are going to do things.
Exactly. Yeah. Making these big, grandiose bets that things will happen in the movies, and then when they don't, suffering the punishment. Yeah. Now, in this one, me and Dusha, we had the same one.
We, Jackson, we.
We and Dedusha. The same one.
Okay. Piss and Dusha.
Yeah. Where I believe, based on the trailers,
yeah.
that we might just see Man Spider in this movie.
It wasn't might, it was Man Spider will appear.
Yes.
Look, stop playing with your peanut and pick up War and Peace and show everyone what you've got.
Okay, so hey, guess what, dear sweet listeners? I was wrong. And now I have this wonderful copy of War and Peace, which has this funny little tab on it where the pages were printed wrong, which is awesome.
You thought we were going to have a man spider, like a full-on man spider. And honestly, I backed you because, again, the trailers hinted enough to be like, it could be a man spider. Mm-hmm. But they didn't reveal anything. So then maybe when you go see a movie based on like a trailer, you have something to be surprised
exactly.
for.
Well,
that
kind of,
have been a bit of
I don't know.
They're going full monster.
And yeah. I guess but also then, in my head as well, part of the reason I thought Man-Spider might be in this mm-hmm. is that I'm like, well, what are the big Spider-Man like things, you know, that they can show off in a Spider-Man movie? And I was like, well, Man-Spider, you know, it's not like... classic Spider-Man, but it's iconic. But you know, people know Man Spider,
and there's been several times where Peter Parker has turned into a spider, and they kind of were doing a couple of them this time. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like, oh, look, he woke up in a cocoon,
a cocoon. Yeah,
his eyes went black, like mm-hmm. Oswald Giddig.
And they were there was a lot of discussion in the movie about how
his second puberty.
Well, yeah, they were like, yeah, you're basically your spider hormones are going crazy.
Yeah, you're becoming a spider adult.
And not
that
only,
YouTube video yeah, where they were showing, video, the I thought spy- that was a fake out as well.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, you know, when he gets shot at the end, I'm like, oh, he's going to emerge from himself. He didn't.
Yeah, no.
He didn't at all.
Unfortunately. There were a couple of touch and go moments.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not deny it.
That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Okay, there were a couple of moments where I could see Dusha's hands gripping the cinema seat
like claws.
There
was one moment where I went, no. And me and Jax were sitting next to each other.
I think
so
you also said under your breath, God, I hope it's ambiguous. Which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're like building your argument for the forthcoming episode.
Yeah. I was. Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't the only one.
Oh, no, I was shitting my pants.
Building
dude.
My argument in the movie because
yeah,
I would like to draw our attention to the other bet in this. So, obviously, I was like, no Man Spider. You were like, Man Spider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was no Man Spider. You're reading War and Peace. And that's a big fucking book.
It's 1,096 pages.
And the print's not.
Yeah.
That
print
big.
Is not gigantic.
Yeah.
It's
that's quite
little.
I would say that's probably 10.
Yeah, something like 10 we're looking at, dude.
10, maybe 8.
But some of the chapters only take up one page.
Oh.
So that's pretty
Isn't there also like treaties and shit in there?
There's a lot of epilogue to read through.
I can't wait for when I get to read that when the Eternals do not appear in Doomsday.
It's going to be really funny if I've not finished this,
jealous,
but, yeah,
and then start reading it anyway because
you're I'm just like, I want to be in the know. Me and Sam are making a bunch of War and Peace in jokes, dude.
Part of me like, maybe I'll just start reading it just to get a leg up.
I don't think that would count. I think if you're halfway through War and Peace and then the Eternals don't appear, we go, you gotta go back to the beginning.
Part of the appeal is that you'll be reading War and Peace over Christmas.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Yeah, dude. That'll be your Christmas book while you're on holiday over Christmas by the pool.
Exactly, you know, sitting down by the beach, being like, time to crack open War and Peace. It's all sad.
The gigantic pages blinding you with the sun. But I'm you also
so should we make it so that Jackson, you need to have finished War and Peace before Doomsday?
I can do that
because we can't just be having.
We
up
can't
in the
be
air.
Buying a million more.
Hey, no, look, not even.
Hey, look, I read on a Kindle, so don't worry.
Okay,
about
that's true.
Don't
Zabit reads on a Kindle.
No, but also I just mean like have it done by have Doomsday because you need a. We need a deadline, because if it's just like read, war,
take 10 years.
I don't know if you're familiar with our podcast, but when we are given an inch, we take a mile, and if we can weasel out of something, we will.
Oh, I think I'm going to get into it. I think that's not going to be a worry.
I don't think that's going to happen, and I think that you are going to have to do it by Doomsday, and if you haven't finished it by Doomsday, and I'm not going to remind you, you're going to have to spin the wheel again and do that.
Yeah, that's fine. I think I'll have it done. When's Doomsday come out? How many months away is that?
December.
December? Oh, yeah, easily. So half a year. Easily have it done by then, dude.
Half a year to read War and Peace.
Yeah, dude. That'll
what
be
are you reading currently?
I'm actually between books. I recently finished a book about... Perfect. Yeah, it's kind of the perfect time. Yeah.
I was like, nothing now, yeah.
Yeah, I bought a book that I was excited to read, Pearl by Josh Malerman, but never mind. War and Peace. Instead
so
of reading
tempted.
A fun book about a psychic pig that kills a farm, time to read.
Well, that could be dessert. Yeah, you've got to have your vent. You've got to have 3 months worth of vegetables before you can have your dessert.
So if I'm on my shit and I'm reading consistently, I can get through about 250 pages in 3 days. If I'm killing it,
so about 100 pages a day.
Yeah, I can do like 100 pages
like
a day.
75 a day. Yeah.
So if I lock in, I could easily get it done.
Now, like, because I'm like it's a dense read, so like you know, mind might drift. You're gonna just be like, oh, I've been reading this for like...
Who are these characters again, dude?
What, like 50 pages. What's happened?
Yeah.
So I think, and I'll have to make it happen behind the scenes, but I believe that an idea has been floated involving the reading of The War and Peace.
Yeah, yeah.
And something that will definitely hold you accountable, and you'll have to remember shit.
Yeah.
Which is, so our good friend Dave Warnicky hosts a podcast called Book Cheat. And people are always... up his arse about reading War and Peace. Oh. So if a good friend...
If I do it instead.
read War and Peace, I'm sure Dave Warnicky would love to have you on the podcast.
That's true. Dave Warnicky takes notes.
That's crazy.
You might have to take notes.
That's not. That wasn't part of the deal.
Yeah, look, fair enough. That wasn't part of the
info.
Deal. That wasn't part of the deal.
That wasn't part of the deal, and also smart for you to not make.
Yeah, this guy's also got to read War and Peace, and you probably will eventually
at some point.
Statistically, you're going to read War and Peace.
Well, it's funny because I think the only thing... Oh, no, I've lost two wheel spins.
Yeah. Don't worry. One of them has yet to hit you, but me and Zammit are waiting for the perfect opportunity.
Now, speaking of Joel Zammit, your wheel spin was Jean Grey. Jean Grey will not be bad.
Basically, Jean Grey, I really was like, Jean Grey, this is where, I'm like, okay, how can I refresh? Because I was very certain that they are not going to do the Dark Phoenix storyline straight off the bat. That was my, thing. And then, maybe words were twisted. to be like, she won't go bad. I'm like, well, I don't know. And I'm pretty sure she was like, I reckon it's going to start kind of, either bad or like someone ambiguous, which is exactly what happened. So, I'm in the clear. I'll happily make this argument.
I mean, in popcorn out of Spider-Man.
Pretty awesome, dude. I think Zammit's in the clear, too.
I think so, too.
I think we would have to be real sacks of shit to be like,
because there was
she's
a moment
evil.
That, hey, there was some moment, hey, when she got the hand ninja and stabbed himself to get to Peter Parker, I was like, Oh no.
But they can't, they couldn't have, because what they did
I
with
think
her.
The only way it could have been revealed that she was bad is if she actually got the glass off. But I will also say, Peter almost kills a cop in this when he's going, not actually Man-Spider, but the teasing Man-Spider.
That was the moment where they were like, probably had the VFX, like the heart, like half done for Man-Spider, and that like a Sony exec went, no, we can't do
that. That's too scary.
So that, and then, so that's bad, but then Punisher shoots Spider-Man, and we still celebrate Punisher and we celebrate Spider-Man despite their crimes. So like, Jean Grey... not bad guy.
Not bad
guy. I think we scared you because we were like, well, the next thing is Doomsday and Secret Wars.
Yeah.
So they might want to do Dark Phoenix.
Well, this is the moment I ran my mouth and was talking about, like, they're not going to do Dark Phoenix. Like,
yeah.
They couldn't. And then I remembered, like, Scott Summers' role when they did the whole, like, Battle World,
which is,
like, he got, like, the Phoenix egg after having been, like, the Phoenix prior before all this kind of stuff. And so he becomes, like, that, like, the Phoenix again. And I was like, oh, no. Uh-oh. What if they go make her go... go crazy Dark Phoenix mode, and then Scott is there, and then oh shit, fuck. They love to fuck it.
Yeah, dude, it could have. I think,
or even hey, look, or like what? The moment she went,
you just look baffled for some moment. Reason.
Yeah, because I just realized something.
Yeah.
It's weird they're introducing a young Jean Grey when we're about to get the X-Men.
Yeah,
yeah,
but Marvel does this all the time.
Yeah, it's like again, well, we're getting a different universe.
Yeah,
no, X-Men. I know, but it's
that's
weird.
What I mean. That's what they do all the time. They go, here's. But a guy don't... from a different universe, and here's that version of this guy in this universe,
also have,
I guess.
We've already had young Jean Grey as well. Like,
no, but
the
I
middle
think
one, like...
this is going to be weird, though, because... Oh, no, they're being smart about him. Because, okay, the reason it was going to be weird, from my point of view, is we've never had a younger version... Well, I mean, an under... or at least, like, we've never had someone in the early 20s that... is like the younger version of a love interest than interacting with the older love interest.
It would be weird if they had this Jean Grey
talking to James Marsden Cyclops.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not going to do because Jean Grey's not going to be in Doomsday.
Nah. Yeah.
Also, this kind of pretty much confirms Spider-Man isn't going to pop up again until either right at the end of Doomsday or Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, because they had Sophie Turner and... that for,
yeah, but they didn't have them interact with.
They didn't interact in. Yeah,
I think you can also do that in a way that's not creepy. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, just, they've done it in the comics. I think it's in a non creepy way.
Yeah,
I do not believe that in the comics. They would have been like, "It's fine, it's the comics."
No, because Beast goes kind of crazy mode and brings the original five X-Men into the future, and this was when there was that big schism where Cyclops was like. Doing like a mutant leader. This is when like Marvel was like the comics was being like, wow, we got to make the X-Men the bad guys and we got to make, you know, Cyclops a piece of shit.
Awesome.
Because everyone loves the Inhumans.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, Cyclops is fucking great. What are you talking about? We're actually, we like this.
Oh, where they were like, Cyclops is like the leader of like mutant terrorists, basically.
Yeah. Everyone's like, cool. He's got a point, actually. Yeah. And then I guess like out of the higher, I was like, no, Inhumans. Yeah,
that's
love
so funny
them.
That they tried to push the Inhumans.
They're a royal family.
Horrible name, horrible premise. Fuck
suck
the Inhumans, dude.
What? Instead of Cyclops, you don't want Blackagar Boltagon?
Or Gorgon?
Okay, I've come around. Those
Medusa?
Are funny names. Okay, fair enough.
Black Bolt yells so much, it kills his family.
Yeah.
Does he yell or does he go, huh?
Huh? When he kills his family, he goes, what?
What?
There's a fish guy.
Okay, that's pretty good.
John Fish, presumably.
I would guess.
There, but there's also Karnak who can see the weakness in shit.
Superheroes are stupid.
He fights by fingering.
Okay, hang on.
Their weak points.
How much of Inhumans did you try and get into when you realized that Marvel are being like, these
zero.
Guys?
Zero.
Yeah. You were like, no, X-Men.
I was like, how dare you?
An X-Men defender till your dying day. Dude.
Damn right. Like, I've read some of the Inhuman stuff, but it's like, it does. It's his royal family. Family shit.
It's boring.
It's like boring.
So this movie,
I'm
just
not a royalist.
A very quick rundown.
Yeah.
Spider-Man is kind of like doing the solo thing because obviously everyone made a wizard's wish.
Yeah.
And no one remembers him.
Yeah.
But
the movie does a smart thing at this point, which I'm so sorry if you were about to say.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll let you continue and I'll jump in after you finish this thought.
I was not even going to go into any of this. I was just going to give the broad strokes of the movie. That fucks him up being solo. It's affecting his DNA because he's got repressed trauma. At the same time, he's kind of helping damage control by collecting and defeating a bunch of his regular rogues gallery.
Yes, that was the part.
Yeah, there's been a time jump.
So, like, he's been struggling and he's been alone for 4 or 5 years. I will say, and me and Jax were discussing this in the car, for the second time in 4 movies, Spider-Man fuck up the MCU timeline, and I think that's so funny because people on the internet are going to be pissed off.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be awesome.
So, May died in 2024, but Endgame takes place in 2029, and... No Way Home's after that.
It's really funny that Marvel at any point...
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot stress it, it doesn't matter.
But it's just... I didn't even look at the dates.
Yeah, but it's just a funny...
I looked at the dates because, what the fuck, Aunt May was 60?
Yeah, dude, and
they make
60-year-olds
that hot?
Yeah, dude. Marissa Tomei will never not be beautiful.
Check out, how old Marissa Tomei actually
is. My cousin Vinny, dude.
Woo! Yeah. Dude, yeah. You shouldn't love your cousin Vinny that much.
Yeah, I'm talking about Joe Pesci. Wowza! Yeah. When he comes into that big suit, hubba, hubba. Mm-hmm.
So they used a real birth year.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
What I really liked was like all those. This person's playing this villain. This person's playing this villain. Tarantula's gonna be there, or whatever the fuck. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, how are they gonna cram so much? Oh, they're just little cameos.
Yeah,
to start.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Like, smart.
You go, Spider-Man.
It was Tombstone.
Scorpion, maybe the Rhino. You see the guy's like his head's in the wall, so I'm assuming. Yeah.
Or
the Juggernaut.
Yeah. And then they reference Shocker again. Yeah. Like, pretty
and
soon.
And then the Tarantula, I believe.
So you go, Spider-Man's been fighting bad guys, and every bad guy he gives to Damage Control, mm-hmm. and he doesn't think about it.
Yeah.
But then one day there's a tank going down the street that he's got to stop. You learn as he's trying to stop the tank that him and Frank Castle have been kind of like crossing paths pretty frequently as they're both defending New York, I guess. They have like an action sequence which results in the tank crashing into the Damage Control building, opening up, but who's inside it? A grandma. And Peter goes, what the fuck? And the grandma starts psychically, it's not the grandma didn't steal the tank, whatever was possessing her did. Mm. And it jumps between bodies and is like, Spider-Man, get out of the way. Man.
Yeah, why can't I get into your
yes,
head?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You've got protection for some reason.
I got to find who this V-Max is.
Yeah, I'm looking for V-Max. And then Spider-Man goes, what the fuck? And then he goes to Yelena, who is in a spa. She's having
her office is a bathhouse.
Yeah, very funny stuff.
Great stuff.
And
titillating scene.
Titillating, dude.
And Peter Parker gets into he's just wearing his boxes and his mask. And I will say at this point, that looked like shit.
Yes. Yeah.
The mask CGI, like where his neck was.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Why
they do that?
And we'll talk about this, but the VFX of this movie are like inconsistent.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I was like, that looks really good for a Marvel movie. And there's sometimes I was like, what?
I was impressed by how much it didn't look like shit at points.
Yeah.
But I think this is because I just watched the Doomsday trailer.
Yes. Yeah.
Which looked way worse than this.
Yes. Oh, totally.
Like a lot of the stuff, I don't think this one falls into the trap as much as other Marvel movies where there is definitely stuff here shot on set.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
And outside of Yelena, there's no secret cameos.
None.
The secret is who's Jean Grey,
exactly.
But everyone knew.
Yeah.
And by Jean Grey, I meant Sadie Sink.
Yeah.
But on top of that, so it means that like the only person they really need is to hide from set is Yelena, but then they're filming her in a bathhouse anyway, so that can still be an actual set.
Because you are
already just being like, fuck it, you're in a fucking bunker.
Absolutely.
So there's no moments where it cuts to someone talking to someone and you're like, what? Why is this? There's no depth to this.
What the fuck's going on? Like, this was clearly, like, there was one point where later on where Spider-Man has to call Yelena and it's like a Zoom call. And I was like, that's funny. Like, this feels like maybe this was like an after the fact, like a post-production thing. And then, oh, no. So they're cutting to her in the.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like that. And, you know, Florence Pugh is just like a pleasure to watch.
She's probably in the MCU, with the actors still currently remaining, probably the best one.
I would say so.
She's up there.
Yeah. I can't really. She's got a just like a very natural way of talking.
She clears Robert Downey Jr. She clears both all three Chris's. Mm-hmm.
Elaine from Veep was pretty good, though.
Oh, you got to love Elaine, dude.
Look, I know that this is going to be crazy, but I think Florence Pugh has Elaine from Veep beat for me.
What's this guy saying?
I do not understand. John Watson or whatever his name is.
What, fucking Sherlock Holmes' boyfriend?
Yeah, he's living in Wakanda. He'll probably pop back
up. Oh, true, yeah.
I think, I know this is going to be crazy, but I think Florence Pugh's better than him, too.
I think you might be right.
I think that's every actor.
Yeah.
The three Chrises, Robert Downey Jr.
Elaine and John Watson. Anyway, so Spider-Man while this is happening, he's like doing too much work and it's fucking him up.
I guess also the implication is that it's been building to this the whole time
and
he's been.
I also like the implication that like Spider-Man and Yelena, they know each other as well.
Yeah,
I do like how she's like, look, you deal with the little things, we deal with the big things.
Yeah.
You know, we're the Avengers.
Yeah,
so,
you're just some guy.
So, and I quite like that interaction.
Yeah, I think it was nice.
It made that world again. It's like, oh, this is kind
it
of
was a good that, universe
yeah,
building.
That early on stuff where like, oh, they know each other and that's great. And they're not kind of, you know, talking too much about it. It's just like, hey, yes, I Spider-Man. Yes, here you are. You deal with the little thing.
I will
I
say,
deal with the big thing.
Obviously, we all did like this movie, but like, and this scene I liked.
Yeah.
But then I had a moment where I was like, wait, they're fucking me. They're fucking me again.
Yeah.
Which is because this is a continuation of Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much like when Thunderbolts happened, I go, oh, that's sick. That was fun. I liked that one. Teased in this, but then Doomsday is going to happen, and it's going to be like, take your Thunderbolts and fuck off.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
It's we're good. Never going to see good. Them together again.
Yeah. It's good. It's great. You're that's, like, oh, Thunderbolts happened, whatever. Then it's like, okay, I quite like that. And then they had the... you know, the Fantastic Four reveal, which I'm guessing happens probably after this movie.
I guess, yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
But then it's just kind of like, oh, I would have liked this world where it's just a lot smaller and less big bombastic.
When I say like, oh, it feels like a step in the right direction, what I mean is that like, narratively, this feels like a comic book. Like in a comic book, a character will just go to a thing that exists in the world.
It's
and
phase one two thing and phase three-y.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, one thing I really like, what again, it's so very comic booky. It's like, because it's a new director.
Yeah.
And what I really liked
director
about
of Shang-Chi.
And the writer
never
of Shang-Chi.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day you
never seen it.
Dude, you'd love it.
Here, it's a good flick.
He was also going to be the director of... He was the original director of the Kang Dynasty until it got turned into Doomsday.
Interesting.
So yeah, what I really liked about it was that like they do reference some of the stuff that happened prior to that.
Yeah.
There's a couple little flashbacks here and there, but it's almost like in a comic book where you just sort of hand wave some of that like cannonballs. Yeah, who cares? You
know,
they're just like, oh, yeah, I lost my Aunt May, but they just focus on her dying. They don't focus that it was a green goblin from an
different
dimension.
He says Peter 2 at one point.
The only time he's like, oh, Peter 2 had organic webs, and that was all right. He's a cool guy. And you're like, well, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I quite like that. Just, we're not going to emphasize too much on what Green Briar.
Yeah, you know, I think we've said this for a million years, but like, we're like, what we would have liked, you know, I don't know if we still agree with this, but I remember us saying that after...
A big rock to fall on me in the cinema? Yeah.
Yeah. I would love that. If I was sitting next to you and then...
Big
just,
rock?
And then I saw your remains and I turned to Sam and I was like, check it out.
Dreams
we were so
true.
Lucky.
My God. Oh, no, I'm getting survivorship trauma or whatever. It should have been me.
Survivor guilt? Why did you say survivorship trauma? That's strange, man.
I'm freaking out. Don't correct me. I just
and then you'll
Dusha.
Freak out because Zamet's corrected you about a stupid thing you said to me. Like, oh no, you're possessed by the spirit of Dusha. He hasn't even left the cinema yet.
Well,
so surreal now and I've got survivorship bias.
I entered psychosis so quick.
Honestly, I feel like if you're sitting next to someone, if you're sitting next to someone that suddenly explodes, basically, you're allowed to get psychosis.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right,
Look
Zamet.
Look out, but there's this big cold. Big... Like, oh, am I about to get trauma? I just correct you. I'm like, oh, I'm just too busy being like, what did you just say, idiot?
I don't know. Stop talking to me. Yeah. Then later that night, you're lying in bed and you're like, I guess I was kind of fucked up what happened to Dusha.
Yeah.
Should we have told someone?
No, I just left it for the cinema staff to clean up.
Yeah, he's just like, anyway, back to
the movie.
Watching, Spider-Man.
So then Spider-Man, he starts to investigate. We're like, who's this psychic person possessing people?
What are they after?
What are they looking for?
Yelena tells him that like someone hacked in and they were looking for something called a VMAX.
And he goes, that's very interesting. What is it? What is it? He also is kind of trying to like awkwardly reconnect with MJ and Ned. But
he
like
keeps watching them on the Instagram.
He's like,
Ned's posting cringe, brother.
Ned, what I think is funny about Ned is that you see like him posting, because in the montage of like time passing, you see Ned being like, we're arriving at MIT, and then like all the way through to them graduating, but you watch as his follower count rises. Like in
that
the first one, he's getting like 70 likes, which is still fairly respectable.
What was his name on Instagram again? I found it.
Grateful Ned. He's a deadhead. But then like by the end of the year, he's getting like he's doing respectably, and MJ's like, who's even watching that? And you go, MJ. People are watching Ned's posts.
I was waiting maybe for like Peter to go up to Ned to be like, oh, hey, I've seen you on Instagram. I love your lives. I'm a fan. Like something like that. I thought it would have been easily because, again, you are seeing his numbers rise.
Yeah, dude. He's an up-and-comer in the influencer space. But it's also funny because he invented the Spidey tracker app that everyone uses.
Which is real if you go on his Instagram.
Whoa! Does it say Spider-Man's in space?
It's loading.
Where's Spider-Man at now?
He's got no post. Cringe.
Also, what I love about it, he also knew how to make... web fluid.
Yeah. Well, because they're kind of all geniuses for some reason. But anyway.
That was being established pretty
much. Yeah. They're smart kids. So then Peter, he's like, because he's going crazy, he goes to the Hulk and he says, hey, you've got an inhibitor that stops you being the Hulk. Could I do that? And the Hulk goes, And then Peter Parker goes, kind of like, what if I made a power suppressor? Which is a very funny, like...
Well, that's a, yeah, it's such a mutant thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
See this, like, yeah, the like it's cool to see that Peter Parker invented, like, yeah, the power inhibitor.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, oh, okay. We're yeah, doing, okay, cool, because that's usually... is it like Trask or whatever like that is? Like that was.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say it's like Peter Parker being like, "Man, I need to get the evil spider out of me." Is what leads to the Sentinels.
Yeah,
like,
it's like well, it's a really cool kind of concept of like, oh, yeah, all right. Let's see what happens when they eventually do the. I'm falling for it. They're doing Doom. They're doing.
Yeah, don't worry about
the world. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, none of that happens.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't fucking matter. Damn it.
Do we think, like, do you think the reason that he's able to figure that out is because he pretty much does that in No Way Home to
yes,
make
I was
the
thinking
bad
that's,
guys good?
Mm. Yeah, when we get to our criticisms of the movie, that is one of my criticisms, is that this movie once again sets up a, like, what Peter Parker needs is some kind of emotional resolution and then solves it with science instead. In a way that I think is kind of weird. But anyway, okay. So then...
I think they do the opposite. Yeah. I think that it kind of teases that he's going to solve it with science, and he doesn't. Thinks he's solved it with science, but then he doesn't solve it with science.
Yeah. Yes and no. I think that the movie has to... I agree, because when he's fighting the ninjas, he's like, I'm both.
Yeah.
But I think it's also... It does work, and I think that's kind of what's weird, is that it's like not presented... It's like he could have done either. You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway.
I see what you mean. I do like that it does remind me of the Doc Ock's inhibitor chip that he used.
Well,
yeah,
kept
it's
wondering,
also on this.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is the place that Frank Castle has his headquarters reminded me so much of the shipyard at the end of Spider-Man 2, the Sam Raimi one? Like, so much that I was like, is that intentional? I don't know. Probably not. Anyway, so... he goes to the Hulk, he makes a suppressor, but he can't get it to work, and then he makes a universal suppressor, and he's like, okay, great, I can use that on Sadie Sink down the track. Then
Sadie Sink is like, hey, yeah. I've beaten your like head a little bit. You're pushing me out, but I recommend, MJ, you know, stop stopping me.
Yeah.
Because she possesses... Or she frees Scorpion to then get his like powered suit so that she can break into one of the damage control places or damage ink, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man stops Scorpion, but he goes a little bit almost Man-Spider mode and basically comes so close to killing a cop.
Yeah.
And then the police chief, Wolf, she's like,
You need to have a
kick.
Yeah,
I did like how everyone who was possessed by Jean Grey took on Jean Grey's affectations.
Yes, yeah, that was a nice touch. Doing it.
And then Sadie Sink like tracks him down, and she's like, "Hey, man, I know where MJ is, so get out of my way, or I will destroy her."
Yeah.
And then there's that cool chase where he's trying to get to MJ, but then just leaves a helicopter man in a helicopter, just stuck there.
Didn't need this, but I thought a cool moment where he's like, because he's basically Sadie Sink or Jean Grey jumps into a guy in a helicopter. The helicopter's flying away. Peter Parker realizes that there's only like a 33 foot distance that she can jump, you know, from. So he webs the helicopter to a crane, and he's like, "You're trapped. You can't jump anywhere." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Well, she could just jump out. She doesn't care if the guy lives or dies." But maybe
goes back to like where she. I thought what was going to happen there was like, "Okay, cool. Let's have a chat."
Because
at any moment, if they had just stopped and had a conversation, to be like, "Hey, so why do you want to go after damage control?" Because now that you're not trying to kill the person that I love and have to keep at a distance. Mm. And now that you can't just like true or false, I mean, you can, but like, hey, I'm working for damage control. I get it. I've done, I stopped the villains.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I did a tour of their place before, and they showed me like, oh, the Shocker's gauntlets were being used. The hand were there, but that was weird. I don't know.
That was such a funny scene, dude. Okay. Where Peter Parker's getting a tour of the damage control, and they're like, "We're actually rehabilitating the villains and using the tech. The hand are on our side now, and the hand just kind of stand like NPCs."
Yeah.
Very bizarre scene.
So it's like, we've got the hand there. Also, and it's interesting to be like, okay, I love that the villain of this piece is like, hey, these people who have done crime, let's rehabilitate them.
Yeah.
And so this idea that like, oh.
But they're not.
I guess that's it. It's like, okay, it's nice that we're trying to rehabilitate these. Oh, okay. They're the villain, and I guess they're not rehabilitated.
No, they're actually just kind of using their powers.
I guess they, but did, were they also, no, anyway. No. As in like, but the hand, were they in on the evil? Like, because damage control is such a big organization.
Yeah, well,
I'm like, how many of them are just like evil?
Probably all, I would
like,
say.
Like the cleaner, like the janitor, like all the people that get possessed. Like, it's just very funny to me to be like, you have this all one organization that is like.
Well, I guess anyway, isn't the implication it's more like damage control, like that side of it is like kind of the secret side.
Anyway, it's like, so it's like, okay, and there's this, like a place that was well guarded and they are doing something. Because even Peter Parker is like, when he gets the tour, he's like, he gets taken aback. Like,
yeah.
That's a bit, okay.
But I think also, I think the movie tries to set it up so that. He can't have that conversation because he's like, I'm so worried about MJ. I think if he
he's worried about MJ. Also, he's having migraines.
Yeah, like I think if he was maybe like more mentally well, he could. But
also,
anyway.
I believe like
then you would not get a movie.
Anyway. No, but also even if you could also probably argue that if they try to have a conversation about it because they're both coming at it from such emotionally charged angles that it would just be like, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong.
Yeah. You don't have to hurt people. Yes, I do.
And then Yeah, like, what's VMAX? I don't know. Tell me the truth. I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't tell me shit. Why do you trust them? Why should I trust you?
I just like it. At no point did either Frank Castle or Spider-Man go, wait, what are damage control
what
doing?
Are they doing? Well, yeah, I mean, the movie presents Peter Parker as, like, kind of naive, I guess. Mm. But I think he always has that in the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies.
He's got that, like, trust of authority.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind
he
of
loves cops, dude. Yeah, no, when they say, I think it's really funny when he, like, nearly kills that woman who is a cop. They don't go, you nearly killed someone, Peter. They go, you nearly killed a cop.
And yeah, at the
like,
very
that's
opening,
somehow worse like, than just a regular civilian.
At the opening scene, like, Take is just plowing through cop cars. Yeah. It's just like people doing, like, full-on barrels and flipping. And I'm like, a lot of death.
Oh, totally.
No. It was a grandma.
Yeah.
And you can't arrest a grandma.
Oh, I know you can't arrest a grandma.
You can't send a grandma to jail, dude.
Plus, she was
psychic.
And a lot of cops
died.
I do like how the same thing kept happening to the people that were possessed by Jean Grey, that they were just like almost bound to a gurney being pushed into an ambulance.
Yeah.
Or what happened? Can someone just tell me what the fuck happened?
Happened
like three times.
Yeah, there's two scenes that repeat so often in this movie, and they both took me out of it every time they kept happening. Yeah. The other one is they do the Spider-Man slamming into a window thing.
Yes, so often.
It happens like three times. Three, maybe four times, where it'll just be interior shot of
that Spider-Man slams, and you go, this isn't funny anymore movie, okay? It was not funny,
like the first time.
Well,
I
like,
think.
By Spider-Man, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3, I wasn't laughing at this game.
Yeah. I thought maybe that was like, oh, is that like a cameo of something? But then
I don't think so. It's just a gag, but
like,
they don't.
It was a gag, but it was like, it's a repeated gag.
Mm. Yeah.
Although, if every single fight had happened, like, multiple
times. That would be awesome.
Every time he got hit, it would just go to a window. And then I'm laughing.
Oh, yeah, no. If they oversaturated me with that.
Sam, somebody should recut the scenes from this movie where he just keeps hitting that woman's window. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Jean Grey, Spider-Man goes and gets MJ, and he's like, we got to get out of here. And he takes her to this rooftop, and he's like, I think we're safe. And she goes, oh, thank God. Also, I remember you. Like, let's kiss. And they kiss, and Spider-Man goes, oh, thank God. And then
starts
fucking
crying.
Psych, bitch. It's
got your ass.
I'm Jean Grey. And then Jean Grey goes,
Jean Grey kissed Spider-Man. That's crazy.
Damn, dude. Then Jean Grey jumps in MJ's body off the building. Spider-Man saves her.
Do you reckon Jean Grey had to kiss the air? Because when she's talking through people, her mouth's moving. She would have had to. That's crazy.
Yeah, in the back seat of a taxi.
I think the way you hide that is you go, hey, I'm kissing someone, and you rub your arm. You know that thing where you rub your arms around yourself and then turn away? It's a good way to get around it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's what I do, too.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Yeah, in the back of a taxi.
Yeah.
I like that way. I do like it. He saves MJ from falling to her death. And then he's just like, it's nice that she is knocked out unconscious for this next bit.
Yeah, because otherwise
she'd kind of, maybe
be like,
what the hell just happened?
I don't know. Why is my mouth wet?
I do love that. It's just like, no, she's unconscious. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So then
it's Spider-Man. It's like, hey, whatever, you win.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Exactly.
Like,
you did it. But then he takes MJ to Frank Castle's boathouse, and he goes, Frank, look after MJ.
He snaps a photo of like Sadie Sink's face to be like, who this?
And then he tracks it. Oh, hey, there's like a lot of, you know, kind of scenes of him trying to make his inhibitor work. He can't figure it out. Then MJ comes in and goes, oh, this is all you needed to do.
Yeah.
He gets a perfect inhibitor. And then he gets an alert on his laptop. Holy shit, Sadie Sink is at this damage control place. I gotta go stop her.
And before this, I guess with the inhabitor, I can't remember if you said this or not, but he goes to university and he lies.
Yeah,
and
he speaks to the Hulk. And, yeah.
I can't remember.
That was bad. I think I did. And then he gets to where he has a big fight with Sadie Sink and she has got the Hulk and possessed the Hulk. Mm. And
destroyed that inhibitor.
Yeah, exactly. Destroyed the inhibitor. The Hulk's inhibitor, not Spider-Man's one. And then they have a big fight. Frank Castle turns up and helps. And in the end, basically, he captures Sadie Sink.
And we get the return of the original Hulk.
Yeah, which was cool. I liked that scene. Yeah. It made me go,
pissed off Joel Zammert's wife so hard.
No, I think, that didn't piss her off. It was the prior scene where he's as the professor, as a regular guy.
Yeah.
Just being like, I'm not a Hulk. Mm-hmm. I'm just a regular man. Because last time we saw Bruce Banner, he was just Hulk. But
he was Professor Banner. Hulk.
But he was just chatting as, I am Bruce Banner in control of Hulk. Yeah. This is whatever. And now he's just Bruce Banner, regular man with an inhibitor. And we're like, well, what's happened there?
Yeah, but she
and
was pissed off.
The inhibitor, that was what she was annoyed about.
She was also pissed off at the second thing, she was pissed off twice.
You need to listen to my wife.
Dude, she fought me all out. Like, we had the argument.
I was listening to that conversation, like, but you're not listening to her.
You went to the bathroom. I did. We were talking outside.
Yeah.
She was pissed off in two different directions. That's and then fine. I was making fun of her for caring.
That is fair.
That is fair.
Yeah, because
she was like, why would you invent the inhibitor anyway? Because last time we saw him, he was in control. But also, the last time we saw him was actually in She-Hulk, where he was Human Man.
Oh, was he Human Man at the end of She-Hulk? I don't think so.
He was Hulk. Yeah, but he was Human Man at the start of She-Hulk. Remember in the car, and he turns into Hulk?
Does he?
Yeah, he's Human Man. He's only Professor Hulk right at the end of She-Hulk, which I guess is technically the last time we see him. Yeah,
because he brings up, he's like, I'm the Hulk, here's my kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He does bring up his kid with a shitty haircut.
And he's Hulk there, and he's in control of both. So, again, it's like, okay, it's strange that he's now been like, I'm shut off the Hulk now. This is great.
I think it's better.
I don't care.
But she was also pissed off that he then went back to Professor Hulk before going to Massive Hulk.
Yeah.
Because she was like, why wear the inhibitor then? She was angry both directions.
Well, I figured it wasn't Professor Hulk being the one, because it was Sadie Sink, Jean Grey, who was controlling Bruce Banner, which, because again, she's got limited control, depending on what the Hulk
Because
it wasn't necessarily Professor Hulk, it was just like,
it was in like,
we don't know.
Visually, it was Professor Hulk.
Visually, it was just a little Hulk.
Yeah.
Which is Professor Hulk.
There's so many fucking
Hulks. I don't know if there are that many Hulks in the MCU.
In the MCU, there's two.
You've got as much evidence right now as I do. Don't care. I'm saying, like, we don't know.
I think it's crazy to imagine.
This guy loves his wife so much that he's fighting for her side of her caring about the Hulk. No one cares about.
I'm sorry,
the Hulk and I don't care about the Hulk.
I don't care. I'm just saying, we don't know. And it is like, it just went from
we don't know if Spider-Man sometimes moonlights as fucking.
Yeah, Spider-Man and fucking.
Go on.
Hawkeye finish could again. Be the
yeah, what makes Spider-Man and Hawkeye sometimes swap costumes and jump run around the city? You've got just as much evidence as I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah, anyways. You understand what he's doing.
Motherfucker, you do this to me all the time and suddenly I'm the piece of shit. Fuck you.
No. I don't approach it like that. I do what I did at the start to your wife, where I go, you make a point and I push against it and then I realize I can't win and then I go, it's crazy that you care.
Yeah. Well, that is a classic douche.
But no, yeah. It is. Last time we see Hulk was...
She-Hulk.
Was it She-Hulk? We haven't really seen him. No, we see him at the end of Shang-Chi.
She-Hulk's first.
She-Hulk's after that.
Is that after that?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We see him as a regular man in the end of Shang-Chi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now She-Hulk's the most
recent. She-Hulk is after?
Yeah. Okay. And then at the start of She-Hulk with the car accident, he is man.
That's crazy.
He's man, and then he's
Hulk. I
don't
remember that bit, but yeah.
When She-Hulk becomes She-Hulk.
You're putting Hulk in a car.
You can't put Hulk in a car unless you build a special car for it. You can't do it.
Or a big car, take out a seat.
He turns into Hulk when the car crashes, I'm pretty sure.
But it's like the same thing where like he becomes Professor Hulk, and then we're like, it happened.
Yeah. But I don't that has... A just crazy little amount of explanation. Yeah. At least in this, I can go, oh, okay, like he's struggling to control the Hulk, so he's turned to science. Well,
I figured it was like university policy. You can't beat a Hulk.
Well, that's also fair, but also in Endgame, he's working at a university.
Yeah.
He is too.
Is it the same university?
Something must have happened.
Yeah, he must have had an incident.
You gotta stop being the Hulk.
Yeah, but then at least to him to get back to original version of Hulk, that is explained in this film. He goes... I think she broke something in.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was a cool scene. What's cool about, the Hulk.
Professor Hulk sucks.
Yeah, he's kind of been neutered by, like,
Professor
the
Hulk.
Series. I'm not really interested in Hulk anymore because he's just a big guy.
He is the best versions of Hulk as far as I'm aware of them.
Yeah.
Top place when Bruce Banner gets killed and he's just full Hulk.
Yeah.
Every time that happens, the Hulk's the fucking best.
Yeah, that's sick as fuck.
Two. Normal Hulk.
Yeah.
Three, Bruce Banner by himself. Actually, no, sorry. Joe Fixit.
Yes. God, I hope we see Joe Fixit at some point in the future.
What about...
Four, Bruce Banner, and then not play as Professor Hulk, because fuck Professor Hulk. Yeah.
What about in the Earth-X future, where it's like a little kid Hulk who is riding on the shoulders of like...
Is this the Hulk
little kid
family?
Banner,
yeah.
Who is riding on the shoulders of a Hulk that kind of looks like an ape.
That's sick, good. Dude. Yeah. That's sick as fuck.
I also like the Hulk incest.
Yeah, Hulks. Family. Yeah. That is cool, too. Yeah.
Professor Hulk sucks.
Well, I think it's just a really funny thing.
What if a guy was boring but green?
Well, it's weird to... I mean, yeah, but also...
Here's all you like physics professors out there. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But no!
I know. It's just
Bruce Banner is far more interesting as a man who's scared of what he'll become.
Absolutely.
Being a physics professor than a guy who's like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm big.
You want to eat a taco?
Yeah. Well,
Professor Hulk. Jekyll and Hyde story, but what if Hyde was just fine?
Yeah. What if Jekyll and Hyde were...
Just Jekyll, but he was big.
Yeah.
What if
Jekyll? Mm. Yeah. It's just very funny to be it feels like such a corporate, not a corporate decision, but like they're like, fuck, we're not going to make a Hulk movie anytime soon, but we have Hulk in our series, in the Avengers series, but I don't want to focus on Hulk. Do you want to focus on Hulk? No, that's not what these movies are about. Mm. Just fix him, make him a strong guy.
Well, they did focus on Hulk, but that's in Age of Ultron.
But that's what I mean. Like, post that, you go like...
Yeah, he didn't rock up in Red Hulk... At all, did
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because that is a sequel to the Hulk movie. Yeah, and they didn't put
he's not in that movie, dude.
I reckon that was for. They would have wanted to make that a Hulk film, but Universal still own half of the distribution rights to the film. So they'll be like, fuck it, it's Captain America. And everyone went, hey, bad
hey,
idea.
Don't do that.
At least if you put Hulk in that movie, it at least makes sense.
Yeah.
You're not seeing a regular human man catch a fucking flagpole flinged by President Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So anyway, they defeat Sadie Sink. Everybody, hooray, hurrah. Then Spider-Man goes back to the wharf with Frank Castle. And
Sadie Sink was defeated, says Sarah in his arms.
And Peter says to Bill, who runs damage control, he says, what the fuck does Sarah mean? And Bill says, oh, well, while I was mind controlled, I was thinking of my dead friend named Sarah, and She must have got confused. I don't fucking know. And Spider-Man goes, dude, I believe you. And I love
sucks,
you.
Man. That, I feel so sad for you that you have a dead friend named Sarah.
But you're telling the truth. Thank you.
I have my spider sense is like acting like it's on the fritz a bit. Yeah. And I'm sensing so much.
Yeah, I'm like the most tuned in I've ever been.
Yeah, man. I know where every pigeon is on this block. Yeah.
And bags are freaking out.
And I'm there.
My lawyer, Daredevil, who's just sort of special blind, can tell when someone's lying, but not me.
Okay. I did like that moment where he's freaking out the rooftop and like, yes, that bag just like spooks him.
Yeah.
And he gets his fists up like he's a spider ready to attack.
That
like
was
the spider's
awesome.
Like, what's going on?
It was disgusting, but him, because he gets organic webbing as part of his spider hormones, him just spraying too much of it out was sick.
Yeah.
It was
the
gross.
Oozing out. The I kept thinking what that must smell like.
Oh. I imagine it kind of smelling chemically for some reason.
Not like good. Tom?
Yeah. No, not like bleachy chemically, more like glue.
Okay. That's not that far removed.
Maybe a little bit bloody.
Yeah.
That's like iron?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That was gross, but it was far grosser for me when it just wouldn't stop.
Oh,
that freaked me
out.
Well,
at the very end where he's like, he got to learn how to control it.
Yeah.
And he was like,
that's gross.
And made a big circular web.
I did not like
that. That was awesome.
So then he goes back to the wharf and hey, guess what? MJ's found his letter saying, hey, I'm Spider-Man and your boyfriend, etc.
And someone in the audience gasped.
So that was so great. Somebody love that. Love that moment. And then she goes, hey, Peter, pal. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah, I don't love
and
you.
What's more, I don't love you.
Don't
really
love you,
good scene.
Don't know you. There's a little magic wish worked.
Yeah.
Because I have no memories of you.
Which I thought fucking rocked, frankly. I thought that was such a good decision. Don't go. If you go back in it, I go, nothing fucking matters.
I was so prepared for them at the very end for Jean Grey to be like, suck off Peter's memories and give them to MJ. Mm-hmm. I was so prepared for that bullshit, happen, and I'm glad it did.
I've no doubt there was a draft where that's the case, but I really like the way they went with
it. Do you reckon there was a draft when Ned does magic?
Yeah, I fucking hope so.
Does Ned remember he's a wizard?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's funny because that's not Peter. So, like, in this, MJ goes, I know there's like a gap in my memory. Like, but she does remember.
No,
events.
That was Jean Grey saying that.
No. MJ, she's like, when she's talking about like, that was, you're right. I'm stupid. Damn. She just goes, I got nothing, pal. Sorry.
Yeah, and
Ned says that I remember like Spider-Man saved me a few times.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
And there's also moments where at the party.
They look like they're like.
Oh, like MJ, where is it, Ned? You overhear someone talking. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's in one of Ned's reels where they're talking about sitting on a thing together and Peter is there in the actual version of things. But they're talking. So they remember events. They just don't remember that Peter's there.
Yeah. So by that logic, Ned should remember being a wizard.
He should remember that he met three Spider-Men.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he probably does.
But maybe
and one of them, and that his grandma taught him to. Who taught him to be a wizard?
His grandma.
His grandma?
I think so. His grandma was like, we're magic. I think she at least implied it, didn't she?
It's been a while since I've seen that film, and I don't really want to watch it again. I just know he make a big circle.
Yeah.
And
he gets a sling ring.
Andy who Garfield gives him the sling ring?
I think he finds it.
Yeah.
Does Doctor Strange get stuck
I
in
think
a hole?
This is my memory. Doctor Strange drops it. Ned picks it up and goes, oh, cool bit of jewelry, and puts it on. But I don't know if that happened.
Look, I'm almost certain that did not happen that way.
I don't know. Anyway.
I think he just does it, and then it's like, after the fact, his grandma is made. Why am I thinking grandma? I don't know if you've inceptioned me a grandma.
There's at least an old woman there.
Is there?
Yeah. Because they're in Ned's house.
I know they're in Ned's house. I'm just like, I don't know if the grandma was like, we're wizards. Or if it was after the fact that she's like, yeah, you could do that because of wizards. Or if that is just something you've inceptioned
to me. No, I think she
says
something like, oh, there's blood in the old Ned. There's magic in the old Ned.
There's blood in the old Ned wizards. Grandma.
Like, you're always saying that.
Peter Parker has a sling ring for some reason.
But he stole it off old mate, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he kicks him into the thing and takes the sling
fuck
ring.
Fuck off into this dimension.
Yeah. Because
I'm doing stuff.
I'm doing things.
I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah, and then he gives it to Ned for safekeeping, and then Ned is like,
I'm a wizard.
Take me to Peter.
Yeah.
And then it works.
Yeah.
Does Ned have a grandma who says, we're wizards, Ned?
Look, the more I think about it, I think no.
Ned has a grandma.
But does she say we're wizards?
No.
Not specifically, but she implies
that. Does she say there's blood in our wizards or whatever he
there's
thinks
there's wizards
she says.
In our bloodline or something. Or like, well, there's something special about the Neds or whatever. Like that. Yeah. Some shit like that.
It's gotta be.
Anyway, so.
How did you know you were a man of magic? And then, so, no. That isn't grandma. That isn't grandma. That's Doctor Strange. Then Ned says, because my nana says that we have it in our family, and sometimes I get these tinglings in my hand.
Yep. So he's, yeah.
Vindication, gentlemen.
No. Ned says it.
Vindication.
Ned says it about his grandma.
Ned says what his grandma says.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't see that. You correct me if I'm wrong, Jackson.
Yeah.
You're imagining a scene where they just cut to the grandma who's sitting on the couch, maybe knitting, and saying, oh, that's because there's a lot of special Neds in you.
Here's the scene I remember, Joe Zammit, is they go, and they get Andrew Garfield Spider-Man in.
Yeah.
And then Ned says, how the hell did I do that? And then the camera pans to his grandma who's sitting in like a lazy boy.
Yeah.
And she says, there's magic in our bloodline, Ned.
Yeah.
All the Neds have been wizards. It's all the way back to your great-grandfather.
Yep, yeah, cool.
That's why I'm saying you're wrong.
Yeah, that's...
okay,
interesting. I'm actually disagreeing. That is exactly how that scene pans out. Okay. What you're remembering is that Ned's grandma gets pissed off because there's webs on the ceiling.
Yeah, that is what I'm remembering.
Also, anyway, Ned left his grandma because he lived with her.
No, he's at uni, dude.
Yeah. But he moved.
He might still visit her.
Might have been where he was because he chuffed off for a bit.
Yeah, he went to Boston.
Mm. Yeah.
Boston by way of his grandma.
Yeah.
Must have been 4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe she died.
Yeah. Maybe she did.
She's
dead
magic.
Ned. Rest in peace.
Magic people. Hey, magic people can die all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not the ancient one.
I'm assuming Ned's grandma's name is also Ned.
Famously.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like, really obvious. Like, wow, dude.
Yeah. Well, the last time we saw her, she was alive.
Yeah, he's right. So, okay. Fucking. Then he goes back to the. He drops MJ home. MJ says, hey, do you want to come inside and see Ned? He fucking loves you, dude.
He loves Spider-Man.
They go hang out in the apartment.
Nap.
Yeah, they have a good time. And then MJ says, yeah, when I was under, I didn't remember shit. Mm. And Spider-Man says, hang on a damn tick. That's not what Bill fucking said.
That man lied to me.
I've been lied to. And then
he lied to me through conversation.
He goes, but at the same time, they've taken Jean Grey to a facility, and they force her to basically try and teleport into people.
Yep.
Using her power to possess people, and it's fucking her up. And in as she's getting so fucked up by this, she looks up at the ceiling, and what does she see? But it says Ventamax, but the Enter has been destroyed, and it's like a vent on the ceiling, just like a basic air conditioning.
Her sister, named of Sarah, was also like a telepath, like reached out to her to through telepathy, and the last thing she said to her sister was VMAX. And at this point, is like, she's like, I don't care, I just want to know where she is.
Yeah.
And then the reveal is, well, she's dead.
She's dead. And then
they experimented on her enough that they basically made this thing that is a controlling gene because they want to get her powers and replicate them and put them in someone, like an adult.
Mm.
To be like, well, then we have control.
Yeah, basically the same thing they've been doing with all the villains.
Yeah.
I'll stop eating popcorn. I'm getting popcorn in my throat.
Oh, that's bad, dude. Well, I mean, it is meant to go there, but then it's meant to keep moving.
I did think that maybe Bill was going to be revealed as like a sinister, Essex or something.
Bill,
at some point.
He's like, oh, I never said my full name. Bill.
Bill Essex.
Bill Sinister.
Oh, yeah, it's Bill. Actually, you call me Will Sinister.
Actually, William, my name is Sinister. Bill Sinist. Last name,
The Bill is actually, most people think that Bill is short for William. It's actually Cilium. And my last name is Innister. So you can call me S. Innister.
Now that would be awesome.
Real convoluted, Bill.
Yeah. I just like telling people. So Spider-Man, Sadie thinks she's so traumatized by discovering that they killed her sister. She sends out a psychic shockwave that freezes New York.
She gets basically the powers that we've seen her have in X-Men.
Yeah. Spider-Man comes
in. Mimes.
She's controlling everybody.
And she moves. She manipulates things that aren't people.
Yeah. Spider-Man has a very, very satisfying fight against the Hand. I thought this was probably the best action sequence in the movie, personally. Yeah. Where he's fighting the Hand ninjas who are all controlled by Jean Grey. Mm-hmm. this is when we think, oh my god, is he going to become Man-Spider? But he synthesizes, I'm Peter Parker and I'm Spider-Man, and he gets, you know, becomes Mondo Big Bucks powerful.
But stays the same.
Yeah.
He just uses organic webs.
Yeah. And then he breaks in.
And there's a cool moment where it's like, oh, hey, isn't it weird that damage control have some weapons that
only work against your webs?
Designed to neutralize you, Spider-Man. Spider-Man goes, what the fuck?
Isn't that weird that they've got a whole task force in case you go rogue?
What do you think that's about? Buddy? Spider-Man goes in, has a conversation with Jean Grey. Jean Grey goes in his mind and steals Spider-Man's speech from his aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Very rude.
Spider-Man does the opposite. He's like, go on, go in. And then, because I think it's funny the other way as well.
Have my speech.
Yeah, which is like, hey, come speak to my aunt. She'll sort you right out.
My aunt helped me when I was in trouble, and I think she could help you too. Yeah. Funny moment.
Speak to my aunt. She's going to give you my uncle speech. Usually said by my uncle.
It's going to sort you right out, I reckon.
It's going to be a little bit different than uncle speech. This is aunt speech.
Yeah. It's also funny because like Peter Parker doesn't know anything about Jean Grey. It's a real gamble. Yeah. He's like, okay.
She could be like, I hate aunts, and then crush his head. Yeah.
Like, he's lucky that clearly Jean Grey has, like, mommy issues in the
needs
movie.
A maternal figure.
Well, we, the audience, know because she flat out says it.
Yeah, exactly. But Spider-Man doesn't know.
But she says it in a scene where she's remembering.
Yes, that is true.
Well, I guess, maybe there's not the mummy issues, I guess he might have been gambling on. At least the whole, like, hey, you lost
your sister.
I mean, like, it does make sense because he knows.
But it's very funny to be like, here's my aunt. You need a mum figure. Go to my mind, aunt.
I got you. Don't worry about
it. Don't worry. I don't got you, but my memories of aunt got you.
I hope he tries that with, like, Matt Gargan or something. Yeah. And he's like,
Matt Gargan. Hey, I got mine though.
Matt Gargan, I'm figuring it out. Get on in there, buddy.
I'm surprised she hasn't tried it with Frank.
Yeah, true.
Frank
being like, dude, my
dude,
family
you
died.
Your wife, but check out my hot mind aunt.
Exactly.
You can get in there and flirt with her as much as you want.
She loves old boys.
You're
Matt Gargan.
Sick little boy
in there,
Peter Parker.
Yeah, it'll fix you right
sick
up.
Little kid.
Come on, Frank.
Get in there, Frank.
Right in there,
shut
Frank.
Up my mind, Dawn.
Yeah.
It'll make you feel better.
I don't want to do that,
play
man.
Play my mind on, Frank. Come on,
I'm
Mr.
Not,
Frank.
I'm not doing that, Peter. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then she gets fixed by the mind aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And but unfortunately, Frank Castle, because he loves to kill, he set up a sniper rifle with the longest fucking range in the world.
Well, it's 1 kilometer. They say it.
Oh, there you go. Well, he's got a 1 kilometer sniper rifle, and he's going to shoot Sadie Sink because he doesn't know that actually she's a good guy.
Yeah.
But
and he doesn't care.
He doesn't give a shit. Spider-Man steps in the way.
Lots of people. Stop taking my gun, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man gets shot. He nearly dies.
Because his spider sense is crazy again.
Yeah.
Because he's locked in. He's fucking locked in.
He's zeroed in.
He's gotten up early. He's done
was
the
like,
work.
No. Not man spider. Spider man.
Yeah.
Jackson goes,
fuck, dude.
He goes, not man spider, shot with gun, man. And then he gets shot in the spine.
Yeah. And you think, fuck, Spider Man.
Because he's bleeding.
You're sitting
the
in the audience
out.
And you think, he's going to die for real.
Yeah. I'm there thinking, oh, he's going to crawl out of himself.
Yeah.
Both of these things did not happen.
Everyone's making bets that a movie will do something. But unfortunately, what happens is Jean Grey possesses him.
And somehow that allows him to live and survive
I'm guessing, initially I'm like, is she possesses him, I guess, and then flips all the way to Frank Castle and like takes him to hospital. But also I'm guessing telekinetically controls the, stops the blood.
I guess so.
I thought, see, it feels like that what they did there is they were going to have Jean Grey heal him.
Yeah.
But then they were like, huh, but that's not that satisfying.
What
for
if
the
we
end
just
of the movie?
Cut to Frank walking him to the hospital?
Yeah. Exactly. And then Peter Parker, he kind of like, he gets out of bed, him and Frank Castle.
Frank's like, fuck, that's your face.
Yeah, damn, dude, you look like a nice kid.
I would have never been friends with you.
And then he goes,
just a boy.
I'll help you get out of the hospital, though. Peter Parker sneaks down without his costume. Frank puts on the Spider-Man mask, and because there's a huge crowd outside, because New York loves Spider-Man, and they think Spider-Man's still in the hospital room, but actually, no. And Spider-Man
is like waving.
Yeah.
Cuts to Frank. He's doing ape sounds.
He goes,
Yeah, I like Frank Ape Spider-Man.
Me too, dude.
I like Frank in the Spider-Man movies, but I have a very strong feeling that Spider-Man Punisher and Daredevil Punisher wouldn't even be in the same realm
yes.
of guy.
Oh, totally, dude. Totally. Yeah. I think it's really funny that, like... Yeah, like, because, again, I've just recently... I'll just wrap up the movie, because that's basically kind of where it ends. Sadie Sink disappears, heading to upstate New York, presumably to Xavier's school for awesome mutants.
Yep.
Spider-Man kind of goes back to his regular life, but then he sees Ned in a cafe and goes...
Daps him up. Daps
him up, and they do their classic handshake, and they're like... What?
Movie?
Credits.
Which is probably that Ned remembers because he's a wizard.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Would
His blood's full of wizards.
Then there's only one post-credit scene, and the information of this, if you have been on Reddit, I guess, this did leak online. A lot of the leaks were wrong, but this one was right, which is it's just a Spidey tracker. It's tracking Spider-Man from Queens, and then it goes new location. And then you watch the tracker go into space past the moon.
Yeah.
The second I thought it was going to go to the moon. I was
that would have
like,
been cool.
Fuck?
Spider-Man on the moon.
But then it goes into a totally new outer realm thing and it goes location, ?? And then it turns off and then it goes, Spider-Man will return.
Yeah.
And that's how we find out that he's returning at either the end of Doomsday or the start of Secret Wars.
I do like that, Ned made this app to do that.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Has the capacity.
I think it's really funny, having just recently finished watching, we finished watching Daredevil Season 2.
Mm.
Poor fucking New York, dude. He doesn't get a break.
I can't think of, like, because, like, New York loves Spider-Man, they're all coming together, and I've just been like, man, because Wilson Fisk must be watching this on the news being like, piece of shit.
He'd be livid, dude.
So angry.
Well, it's crazy that New York loves Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because New York thinks Spider-Man killed Mysterio.
I was thinking that as well when I'm like, I thought.
And they made fan art. There's a reference to an orgy fan art.
Yeah.
Of Spider-Man jacking off 10 Mysterios. Presumably.
Yeah, which is really funny for MJ to say that and Spider-Man to be like, he fucking wrecked. Yelena saying it. Spider-Man to be like, he wrecked my fucking life. Like,
I've seen it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just crazy to be like, I thought, didn't they? I guess,
they've come around.
They fired
Jonah, a lot of stuff's happened to
you.
You gotta remember,
for
fucking Mysterio attacks New York and then, or maybe he attacks London. No, it must be New York. And then, who cares? Either way, they go, Spider-Man's a bad guy, and then, like, 2 years later, fucking, what's his name, from Thunderbolts, the bad guy?
Void.
Void makes everybody witness their worst nightmare for, like, a couple of hours, and then the next day, Wilson Fisk turns the city into a fascist police state for
then,
a year.
And then for a moment in time, everyone is just, like, frozen in space in place for a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I kept thinking, like, man... Because, you see, like, Spider-Man is reducing the crime of New York.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. But then this, he's like, I got an alert of, like, there's still crime happening.
Yeah.
And so, off he is stopping crime. And then when he's in that little cocoon for, I thought they were going to be like, he's disappeared for a while.
Yeah, me too.
No, but it's
because
like
they were
overnight.
Like, you have X many,
it's 109. 100
something messages or whatever. And it's just like, that's a lot of alerts.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, how bad is it? Like, how bad is that society?
I know. What's like, wrong with New York in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
So we do know that Spider-Man is patrolling.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance we're going to get fucking webbed up like crazy. But I'm still going to rob a bank.
Well, he can't be everywhere at once.
But a lot of people
Daredevil's
are
in
banks.
Jail, dude.
That's true.
So, it's finally safe to rob banks.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're just there. It's just very funny to me. It's just like, wow, they just like really having that roll of the dice.
I suppose if you're to take Daredevil Season 2 as canon, which I know it's meant to be, but it's funny how much New York loves Spider-Man in this and how much he's not mentioned in Daredevil Season 2, despite that being about like a police state that kills vigilantes. There are heaps of vigilantes. There's a guy who's got panther powers.
Yeah, Black Panther.
No,
we've met him.
He's a different fucking guy. And actually not panther, I meant tiger.
Yeah.
White Tiger. There's a guy who fights with a sword.
They killed White Tiger, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But his daughter, I think, takes up the mantle.
White Tigress.
White Tigress, exactly. Tigris and Euphrates, dude. Big rivers.
Makes you think. River Man, Hydra Man, often a villainous Spider-Man.
True.
What do we think? Opposite of Sandman.
Hey, speaking about things that we think, why was the sound mixing of the first voiceover so fucked?
It was
I'm
weird.
I'm guessing that would have been where we saw it.
Well,
that was my theory.
Yeah, well, I thought that too. But then when Ned spoke, because the cinema is, you can't just suddenly fix your speakers after one point of dialogue.
Yeah.
It's way more likely that the movie, for some reason, recorded Tom Holland's voiceover there.
Yeah.
If that was like a late edition and they recorded it in a fucking
I could see it being
cave.
A late edition because it was just kind of like a quick reiteration. But then also I guess that like that
because he's just reading the letter.
But the letter is important to the narrative, but yeah. Maybe they were like I don't know. But it was bad.
Because everything else, like the even when you hear Ned speak in the video, it's normal.
Yeah.
And then when it cuts back to the voiceover, the voiceover is still fucked.
Yeah.
Cinema can't do that. Because I thought at first it was that until more people started speaking. Yeah. Because I was like, the channels are fucked.
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
It was strange. I thought we got like a little double echo or something. Yeah. I don't know. It was like a weird, like, what's going on?
Maybe there was just a fucked up effect they put on it that they thought would sound good but didn't.
Yeah. Sounded like arse.
I think that they're visually. Things I liked about this movie. I thought Peter Parker and Frank Castle's relationship and dialogue most of the time was great.
Made sense. I loved it when it would cut to them, like another person watching them, they're just starting to yell at each other.
I think that's great, and that felt like that's kind of what I want out of a superhero film. Mm-hmm. That made me believe that these two guys not only exist within the same universe, but that they've worked together before. Like, it did a lot of that, like, world-building groundwork. Yeah. I loved that.
They've interacted, and that's great.
I thought that kind of just like the general plot made sense.
Yeah.
They didn't try and go too big or too stupid.
Yeah. It stuck the landing. It stayed in its lane.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's make it just self-contained.
Exactly. Good. Exactly. If every Marvel movie was kind of like this.
This is a throwback to Phase 2, Phase 3.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would have a great time.
The stuff, but they don't go.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff, also 15 guys are here and it looks like it's shot in my asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It's like, hey, you know the stakes, you understand. It's good stuff. Things I didn't like, the dialogue often was pretty horrible. And I don't know why that just seems to keep happening to Marvel movies.
This is the other thing we spoke about in the car.
Yeah.
I think that Marvel, even though they're obviously cinematic releases, because they're aiming for the fucking moon with aiming for the stars, and if they miss, they want to land on the moon. They're hoping people just go see this and don't fucking watch the movie and they're on their phone.
Yeah.
They don't care.
You reckon?
Oh, I think so much of the dialogue is because the line that was sticking out in my head, right?
It's very obvious second screen dialogue.
And this is such second screen dialogue because this line I was like, this is insane. Is when Peter Parker comes in, Sadie Sinks, she's like sitting on the chair. You know, it's like at the very end of the movie. And Peter Parker comes in and he goes like, you don't need to do this. And she turns to him and she says, don't think I can't get in your head anymore. My powers have gotten bigger.
I've gotten more powerful since I last tried.
Like, what?
But
like,
it doesn't make sense because we, the audience, know that. Spider-Man, the character, knows that.
We can see it.
Yeah, exactly. And it also just doesn't make sense as a thing you would respond to what Spider-Man said.
Yeah, okay.
And I think there was so much and Marvel movies are all like this. There's just dialogue that feels like isolated and like the sentence structure is fucked up. Even though we're saying, I think Aunt May's epitaph on her tombstone is the same. The sentence structure feels weird. It feels like it needs it feels like it needs a second pass. Like all of this dialogue was like AI generated or somebody was like, fuck it, that'll do basically. And then nobody
we need these moments for a trailer.
Yeah, and nobody
I think it's had 800 passes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels like nobody went back and was like, well, can we make this actually like sound like something a person would say? And I think that's why the Spider-Man Frank Castle stuff works because I think probably some of that is kind of improvised, and so it feels like natural and normal. But I think it annoys me so much.
I don't think much of the Frank Castle and Spider-Man dialogue would have been improvised. In fact, pretty much none of it, because Tom Holland would not have been in that suit.
Yes, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
He's just not in that suit.
Yeah.
Anyway, isn't it like the suits aren't. Aren't they all just green? Like, screen? Yeah. Aren't they all... is it, like, all the suits now?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
They just don't have
Tom Holland,
suits.
Tom Holland would have been there, but it's just... He's not in the spot. Yeah, okay.
He's in a leotard that's green.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And it also, at that point, if you're wearing a fucking green leotard, why wouldn't you just wear the suit?
I know.
Just check the fucking...
Because they want to do... You know.
Just in case they change their mind on what he's wearing.
Yeah.
I know.
And I think that's why Frank Castle... I don't know. I think he managed to sell the dialogue in a way that other characters didn't. I don't know, man.
I like when he was yelling while he was shooting Hulk.
Me too. I think the fight against Hulk had some very cool moments.
Yeah
I like that. I like that. Also, that moment where he's like, how about, look, I'll go deal with Jean Grey, you deal with the Hulk. And he's like, you just don't want to fight the Hulk.
And he goes,
Yeah.
But even I think the way, I don't know.
Even when Frank Castle rocks up in the Hulk fight, and he's like, this is above your pay grade, and he goes, fuck.
Yeah. I think John Bernthal was great in this. I think Sadie Sink, unfortunately, kind of not so good.
She was fine. She's just,
I don't know. She didn't do it for me.
No one can play that role. It's basically like, there's like a brooding female villain or anti-hero, brooding female, like, character that thinks what they're doing is right, but they're going about it in a wrong way. And comic books have this villain all the time. And you can't play, it's, that as a trope is very one-dimensional.
Mm.
So all, Sadie Sink, the best you could have done is that.
Yeah.
Anyone is like that. It's even like, I feel like Yelena is like that for a moment. Like when you first meet her. And it's only after you let her
be the
kind
character.
Of explore it, but you'll never get that from like a villainous role.
Maybe.
I
think she did a much better job than say Sophie Turner did. And I guess in this one maybe had a bit more to do than Famke Janssen did in the original. So I think she did a fine job for like the first outing that we see it. I kind of like the nods and to the some of the costumes. Like I like the nod to the Morrison costume there. And I like that the like yellow and green that we'll probably eventually have her in.
It'll
be like, oh, it's a nod to her sister's scrunchie.
That's
kind of cool.
That's nice.
I don't know. But yeah, I think she did a fine job as like the early Jean Grey that is just wants her sister and is.
I think Sadie Sink could give a better performance, but that's just my opinion. I think that like,
I see where you're coming from.
I don't know. Did it do it for me.
The one actor that I can't get a read on if it's just a character problem or if this actor is not not just giving it a role for this performance, Zendaya.
Yeah.
I can't tell if MJ is just written weird or if Zendaya is acting and doesn't really care.
I think it's...
Because Zendaya has surprised... Like, in the drama, she fucking rules. In June, she fucking rules. In... she's actually pretty good in Malcolm and Marie, which is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Okay.
But she's good in it.
Pretty good in Odyssey.
Yeah, yeah. I agree, though. I think she's...
But that's like...
But MJ... Yeah.
MJ is that, like... That is her character.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's weird. It's because
but like,
she's,
what is her character?
As in a little bit...
she's meant to be like kind of...
Monotone, Saki, kind of like... Yeah.
But also at the same time, reckless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because... They've pretty much taken a bunch of things which work, but when you play it on screen, it's just her being like, well, you're an idiot. And yeah, I'm coming with you because...
Yeah, I agree. Like,
it's sarcastic and kind of mean, but then at the same time, up for anything. And when you combine those, you just get a character that's like, yeah, I guess that did just happen to you, you idiot.
Yeah,
of course I'm coming with you.
I think and also I'm a genius.
I think occasionally, I think occasionally some of the acting in this movie is like CW level.
Yeah.
I think that just I don't know.
Yeah.
See, to me, that works for, like, that's kind of what works for a comic book film.
No, I hate it because it takes me out of it.
There is definitely comic book films, like, I mean, like The Dark Knight and stuff like that. You can't comment. Even, like, again, earlier Marvel films, because Marvel movies, this feels like it's on its way to redemption, but it's not peak Marvel.
No.
But like when you look at movies like, I know that the back end people have problems with, but like even if you look at like fucking the first 2/3 of Black Panther.
Yeah.
Or like Winter Soldier, even the performances between Captain America and Iron Man in Civil War. Those conversations and stuff, the acting is, they're going big.
Yeah.
And it's like when... The movie needs you to feel bad or you to be like, ooh, that's gut-wrenching. Mm. It does that.
I got none of that from MJ, and I got none of that from Sadie Sink. I think that's it. The emotions I was meant to feel, I could identify when they were meant to happen.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm getting nothing. But Tom Holland, Frank Castle even. Yeah. Like,
Tom Holland is really good in this.
Yeah,
this
he's great.
I realized with his performance here that and I know people go, we love little boys, Spider-Man. I like Spider-Man and he's like mid-20s. I much prefer that. Like, give me an adult that's like, fuck.
I got some problems.
No.
Yeah, dude, I'm a guy with issues.
I got
dude.
So much shit going on and not enough time to deal with it. And when I do deal with it, I'm going to deal with it wrong.
I like that. He just meets a little, we're in the same apartment, like a potential, like, you know, a human contact. Maybe we could go for a date or whatever. He's like, I need to not be on this floor.
Yeah,
I need
to go upstairs. I'm going to move to the attic.
And go to the attic like a goddamn monster man.
Yeah.
I quite liked the line from Jean Grey, and I was like, wow, I wish they kind of pulled on that thread a bit more, where she's like, your apartment is like a parody of what you think a guy in his 20s apartment is meant to look like. Because what, like,
also, how old is Jean Grey meant to be? Also, that is a funny line. I didn't mean to cut into that, but I'm just thinking that.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be too old to, well, I mean, not really. It doesn't matter. But I wonder if they're going to do the thing where they're just like, oh, the X-Men, the school for gifted children, but all the characters are 25.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What's the question? Like, how old is Jean Grey?
Yeah. How old do you reckon Jean Grey is in this
one? Let's see, probably like 17, aiming for maybe?
I think they're shooting older than that.
Really?
Yeah.
I got the impression she was meant to, was kind of like, they were trying to make Sadie Sink look a lot younger than she is.
Yeah. Actually, a good point is the way that Spider-Man talks about her, she's meant to be younger than him, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
She goes, he's just, does he call her a little girl?
No, when he might say like, young woman or young girl or something.
Yeah.
But I get the impression that, yeah, she's
like in the teens.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely not 20.
Her sister was older, right?
Yes, yeah. One thing that I think is a shame, and this is not really a criticism of this movie, because I think a lot of the Marvel movies do it, and you just kind of got to cop it, is that everybody's sort of like a tech genius.
Mm-hmm.
I think that does kind of become like, not, you just kind of go, oh, it's kind of like an easy out. And it's like kind of like I would have liked you to see because like I think for like a superhero movie, what you want to see is you want to see the superhero use their superpowers to do something interesting. You know, that's really what are we here for? Really, we're here to go, the guy with the electricity is going to do something cool with his electricity. And then the guy that can fire fucking eggs out of his forehead is going to fling them at the electricity and make a fried egg.
It's going to cook and it's going to be awesome.
Like, that's what we're here to see.
Yeah.
And I think when you go, and Spider-Man's also like a tech wizard, you go, well, it's okay, fine. But
I like what they did with sort of like the impact webbing, I guess, or like the web grenades. That was kind of cool.
Yeah,
it is taking some of the stuff from the comic books that they have done in the past. I also like the montage we got where like, oh, they're doing a couple of the comic book, like the more famous comic book cover.
I thought that was all right too.
But I get what you mean. But again, it's sort of like, well, in this universe, like Tony Stark exists, like Stark Industry.
And also, I get it. It makes logical sense.
We've seen these people go and they're trying to go to MIT. Yeah. So I was like, all right, it makes sense.
I just think it doesn't feel
he's just like when,
and like I get that you're meant to be like, hey, Zendaya, she's clever. And like, we're showing you she's clever. But I don't feel any sense of satisfaction or like, oh,
from someone leaning over and being like, actually, Spider-Man, I got this.
Yeah, like, out of you, her character
is like, she goes for a job, but then she did like turns it down because she has morals. So then why did she go for it?
Well, but also, like, even beyond
that, get Ned off her back.
Yeah, even beyond that, I go, but that's not like, that doesn't get like advanced. We don't, it's just like a thing that happens. I don't know. But I like this movie. I feel like I'm being very negative about some aspect, but there are more aspects about like how they make these Marvel movies rather than this movie individually.
Is 100%, maybe 100 times better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe 200 times better. I was so scared.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it looks way better than I thought it was going to look. I think that the way that they went about the narrative is way better. I think they showed a respectable amount of restraint with their cameos and tying it to bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom Holland has never been better as Spider-Man.
I agree. Yeah.
I think that some of the effects, like even the fact that anytime Spider-Man was taking off his mask or taking off his shirt, he was beat to fuck.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You see
I think that was like a really cool touch and.
Yeah, the only time I didn't like the mask was like
the Yelena scene.
Just like it's just around his neck. It just looked
sitting stupid because until that scene, they'd never figured out what the mask is made out of and how it would sit.
Yeah,
they should have made it sit loose.
Yeah. Like they should have had the like how he'd rolled it up and was drinking coffee.
Yeah. That looked quite good. I like that.
Like that, and like so he's just got it like
over
and they're having drinks or they're having something in the like, roll that, it, that I thought roll that would it have up been much nicer.
Yeah, because when they roll it up when MJ kisses him, looks awesome.
Yeah, looks great.
I mean, when he's drinking coffee, he's pulling it, he's stretching it out.
Yeah. So it looks goofy and good. Yeah. So yeah, I think if that scene, they had just rolled that up a bit and they actually given him a mask.
Even if they made it loose around his neck, it would have looked fine. But the thing is, it looks like he's wearing body paint on his head.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
Yeah.
They
did it. They made the second best Spider-Man in the MCU.
It felt like it was
a movie.
It felt like a movie. And until the very end, it felt like the start of a new trilogy of Spider-Man films. But who knows? Who knows?
Well, yeah, that's a good thing.
And that's something. It made me, once again, oh, Marvel, you did it again. You made me, like, you made a good one, and you made me care, and then I had to stop and realize, oh, yeah.
No, well, never mind.
Yeah,
never mind.
They're kind of fucking...
The same thing that happened with, like, Thunderbolts. With Thunderbolts is happening with me in this.
Oh, no, I mean, this is the same. This feels like, I mean, this ties in, but this is pretty much, like, it's not Thunderbolts 2, obviously, because there's only one guy in it, but, like...
No, I think
it's following the because, like, when you look at the MCU now, there's like movies that you can be like, oh, okay, so like fucking Captain America 4 follows from fucking The Incredible Hulk, and now it's like, oh, this is a direct continuation of Thunderbolts, and they're about to fuck it. The very next movie will fuck it,
absolutely.
I'm just like, oh, this is cool because I'm so I want to see those people in the Avengers, like, new Avengers interact, and I really, oh, this is cool.
We now have
mutants and they're stopping. Oh, it's cool that, so Spider-Man invented the inhibitor chip, and the person Bill is who's in charge of damage, like, they're on the run,
So
they've got control of that. Oh, cool, what's gonna happen there? Yeah, who cares?
Unfortunately, I mean. The only thing we could hope for is that maybe the first hour of Doomsday is pre-incursions happening. But I think what they're going to do is incursions are already happening in other universes, and that's going to be the cold open.
Yeah.
And then we're going to spend 20 minutes before someone meets Doom. Yeah. Or the first 20 minutes of the movie will be Fantastic Four coming to Earth.
Yeah,
but then they'll meet Thunderbolts, which will be the only time we see them. They're not going to interact with Spider-Man, and Yelena will go... Fuck.
Or it'll be like an incursion's happening and Doom's there and he's fighting the Eternals on that universe.
Yeah.
And I don't have to read War and Peace.
No, it's going to be good, dude.
No.
Do you want me to read you the first page?
No.
Give me a sentence.
Okay.
What's the first sentence of War and Peace?
The first sentence of War and Peace, well, that's about the author. But I will read that because I want to know.
It was a time of peace.
Well, Prince, so Genoa and Lucca are now just family estates of the Bonapartes. But I warn you, if you don't tell me that this means war, if you still try to defend the infamies and horrors perpetrated by that Antichrist, I really believe he is the Antichrist, I will have nothing more to do with you, and you are no longer my friend, no longer my faithful slave, as you call yourself. But how do you do? I see I have frightened you. Sit down and tell me all the news. Come on, dude. Aren't you excited by that?
Did that make you excited?
Made me sort of intrigued. Why does this guy think someone's the Antichrist? Why is this guy calling himself someone else's faithful slave?
I guess you're right. That's much like the future of the MCU, the future of War and Peace is very exciting.
Yes, dude. Presumably with Doomsday and Secret Wars, they could also just be like, at the end of Secret Wars, there's a bunch of different realms, and then they just save the day, and they go, everything's back to normal.
Don't worry about it.
We did it, thank God.
Thank God we killed off all those Kangs.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, some of the characters, the actors that don't want to be in the MCU anymore are gone for good.
There is huge speculation that, because they've pretty much confirmed it's going to be a reboot after Secret Wars, and I think there's pretty strong speculation that Spider-Man is going to get grouped in with the X-Men, and they're going to be, like, the face of the next part.
That's really funny. But, I mean, I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, if they're keeping some stuff, which is like, oh, yeah, interesting that, like, Spider-Man is like, oh, I need to be, you know, help the X-Men or the mutants because I feel responsible for the terrible thing the government's doing.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Could be interesting.
Could be.
Damage Control also does feel like it's setting up for, which is funny because this is what Thunderbolts was meant to be, but like the Dark Avengers type thing where they go, we've made our own guys using the villain powers. You know, we've got Matt Gargan fighting for America or whatever.
Well, I mean, Damage Control could just be a thing that is now in the background, and that becomes like a fun,
like new Hydra.
Damage Control. That they're in the Disney Plus series.
They're in which? I know they're in.
Are they in Homecoming?
Miss Marvel. Oh, they're in Homecoming.
Yeah.
Because Tony Stark starts Damage Control.
Yeah. Or at least in what's his name's working for him.
Yeah,
Vulture.
Yeah, but
they're the villains in like Miss Marvel.
Yeah,
the TV series.
That's right.
Are they the villains?
I think they're in
Wonder Man, maybe. Also, I think I've seen
Sword or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sword? In WandaVision, it's Sword?
Yeah.
Sword should be in space.
No, that's the other one's in space.
No, Sword is in space.
No, but in the comics, yes.
Oh, right.
There's another one in space? What, Scarf? Stick?
Isn't Secret Invasion, they call it a different thing, or is that Sword again?
I don't know. Right. Who can say,
there's also Wand, which is the magical guy.
Yes.
Wand.
Well, thank you.
Scarlet Witch.
I believe Vision Quest was also, it's like maybe some Funkos from Vision Quest were leaked, so that's on the cards as well. Vision Quest, guys?
Oh, yeah. I will be
forgotten about that.
Ultron's back, I'm pretty sure. Spoilers, maybe, for Vision Quest.
Ooh. Finally, that robot we love.
How exciting, dude.
From that movie that sucked. Yeah.
Look, yeah, I think this was a pretty good Marvel movie. Second best Spider-Man movie. I had a good time.
Oh, what the fuck? Vision Quest comes out in October.
Ah, really?
I thought that this was like, we're making Vision Quest. Yeah, we're going to get right to that.
What the fuck? Well, to be fair, to your credit, I believe it was after WandaVision where they were like, and Vision Quest is coming soon. And that was like, 1 million years ago?
I guess they did make Agatha all along.
Yeah.
That was and all they right. made Wonder Woman, Wonder Man.
Yeah.
They're Agatha, making stuff and I'm just not watching
Agatha
it.
All along was pretty good. Yeah, I quite enjoyed that till the end, till the final episode.
I think what I might
classic,
do,
yeah.
and this could deeply upset me, is I think I'll rewatch WandaVision.
Yeah.
And then watch Agatha All Along, which I never saw, and then get ready for, like...
Vision Quest, do the...
I don't
and
mind...
Then, and then just dip your toes into Wonder Man, thinking that it's somehow connected.
It might be. Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy to follow, like, you know, threads in the sense of, like, well, that could really be season 1, 2, 3.
And those are, like, WandaVision
was fucking
pretty
awesome.
Good, pretty amazing up until like the final episode.
They shit in their hands in the last.
But every fucking Marvel TV show does that again. Agatha All Along, really fun, great reveal. Final 10 minutes, shit in your hand and eat it. You know,
and you could also watch Ironheart.
Ironheart does intrigue me because Sacha Baron Cohen is Mephisto.
He's the devil.
And also apparently the movie, the TV series ends, and it kind of positions Ironheart in a weird way where they're like. If her next appearance she's a villain, that sort of makes sense.
Whoa, weird.
Cool.
What the fuck is happening in Echo? No one knows.
No one knows, dude.
One thing I definitely will never be watching is Daredevil. Don't make the season that long. Also, Daredevil's a guy that I just don't care about.
I don't quite like Daredevil the character, but you would like the final episode of Daredevil. When you watch Kingpin pick up just a regular guy who's like protesting's face and crush it in his hand for no reason, it's pretty funny. That final episode where they go, and what if Kingpin, knowing he's lost, just started killing civilians, but like with his bare hands? That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Everything else, it had its ups and downs.
Hey, we like Spider-Man so much that we're considering watching stuff not just for work.
Exactly,
and that's
dude.
Crazy.
That's insane.
Crazy stuff. I'm probably going to go 3.5 on Letterboxd.
Well, 5 stars and alike for me.
It's hard to make a movie.
Yeah,
it is really hard. No, I kind of agree. Yeah, that 3.5.
Yeah. It's a strong 3.5 for me.
Did you like it more or less than Fantastic Four? Less.
I liked it more than Fantastic Four. I liked it around the same as Thunderbolts, but I feel like this was more of a movie than Thunderbolts was.
I think I liked Thunderbolts more, and I think I like Fantastic Four more.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four for me has started to...
All in the same.
Fade, kind of. I remember quite enjoying it when I saw it, but as time's gone on, I've been like, eh.
It was a 3-star when I watched it, and when I think about it, it's lucky it's not 2.5, but it's floating around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all of these are like, that between 3 to 3.5.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. Now, I much better than the Red Hulk, though.
Yes. That one stunk.
That sucks. Thor Love and Thunder sucks.
Yeah.
Fucking Quantumania sucks.
Yeah.
People love to tell me that Black Widow sucks, and I'm here to say, no, that one's actually pretty good.
All right. I like that one.
And there's got a bad CGI finale. So does every movie. She breaks her own nose. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a scene that legitimately surprised
me. I remember, dude, in the cinema. That was cool. It's got a great opening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
It's got a really fuck-ass song choice, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
Also, congratulations to TV on the Radio for getting a Wolf Like Me in another movie. That song in fucking everything. The amount of royalties that one song must have.
Yeah, dude, they're rolling in it.
Yeah.
What other like recent Marvel things? I think I liked this more than, Black Panther 2.
Yeah.
Black Panther 2 is really long and depressing, but like real life depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's kind of a bummer. Yeah.
But it's also like, I'm pretty sure it's pushing 3 hours.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange 2 I really liked, but I think it's because any parts I didn't like, I go, Sam Raimi.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, the more I think about Doctor Strange 2, the more I have that of like, I liked it, I think, when I watched it, but the more I think about it, I'm like,
the more I think about it, I go, okay. The problem is, things like the plot not being super satisfying when I watched it would have bothered me more now than when I think about it. Because when I think about it, I think back to like
you just
how
remember
it
those Sam Raimi scenes that yeah.
I just remember like yeah, how it looked, the yeah. vibe. There's definitely parts of that that look like shit.
I kind of know what you mean. When I think back and I think about like what's her name?
America Chavez,
and I think about all of that stuff, and I go, "Oh yeah, who cares?" Mm. And like, but if I think about the Sam Raimi scenes where like
he's throwing music,
I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." That cool. Yeah,
or
yeah.
like when Elizabeth Olsen's walking through the tunnel covered in mud, but it looks like blood, and you're like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, cool. And they're like weird, like yeah, that stuff's
snapping
cool. But
Xavier's neck,
yeah, that's
cool.
Good.
Yeah. But no,
that's
I know
another movie where I go, "Okay, you pushed it a little bit."
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I like that.
Something happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And like, yes, it's an alternate dimension, so really nothing happened. But at the same time, you're still showing stuff.
Yeah,
happening.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. The next one's Doomsday, so
yeah.
Fuck God, our enthusiasm. Dude. We need to get all of this out of our system mm-hmm. before we watch Doomsday because we will be back to where yeah, we were.
Exactly.
Again.
I do feel like people got to watch this because I had a little bit.
Yeah.
Where I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, maybe
you're,
I'm excited
man, Marvel
for Doomsday.
Movies. Okay, comics.
Maybe
and stuff.
I am. And I got to remember. Yeah.
Watch the trailer again. It'll show
yeah.
you right out.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I think Doomsday is going to make more money than this one.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right on that. I think that this doesn't have enough guys in it, frankly.
I think this isn't as, like, bombastic. Watching yeah. this, I don't know how the general consensus is going to be.
People are
going to
like this less than No Way Home, which is
yeah.
crazy, because yes, No Way Home yeah. is the worst of
absolutely.
The Spider-Man
movies. Yeah, I was just literally yeah. about the words out of my mouth. I'm like, if you really love No Way Home, I don't think you're going to care.
Absolutely, because you're going to be like, because part of the reason you go see one of these movies now is because you go, oh, I wonder who's in it. Mm. And when people go, oh, who's in the new Spider-Man? And someone yeah. goes, oh, just it's Jean Grey yeah. and no one else. They'll be like, eh.
Yelena,
dude. Florence
but
Pugh.
But even then, there was like, oh, but there was no action scenes with Florence Pugh. You know,
yeah.
it just wasn't as bombastic.
Exactly, yeah,
and
yeah,
I think
yeah
that's
absolutely.
Just, yeah.
Dude, she's nude in a pool. That's the best kind of comedy.
Yeah, dude. And Florence Pugh can act, dude.
Yeah,
like,
know.
Oh, God.
You know
when she says,
funny?
Ghosts? I really like that.
Do you know what I'm excited to hear? Her doing a fake Russian accent to Robert Downey Jr. doing a fake Russian
damn,
accent.
Damn, dude, where she's like running circles around him.
He's doing a fake Latvian accent.
Exactly.
What
like,
is
he
this
Romany, dude?
He can do whatever he wants. He can do Gru and it's fine.
And Rebecca...
It's me!
Robert Downey Jr.
No, you're Dr. Doom.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, no! Dr. Doom!
I'm not magic.
Rebecca Romijn, yeah. Mystique.
Yeah.
What's her accent? Is that also kind of Russian?
I don't. Isn't she just American? Or am I crazy?
I remember Mystique having an accent. But
I
haven't watched
it's been a long
those
time
movies
since I've
for
seen
a very
them.
Long
Maybe we should
time.
Watch them.
Yeah.
Nah. yeah.
I mean, if I watched X-Men 1 and 2, I'd be like, hell yeah. And then I watch X-Men 3 and I go, hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And I go, it makes sense that the director of X-Men 3 went on to make the Millennia movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. yeah, and Rush Hour 3.
Man,
yeah.
man, there's so many sex criminals involved in the X-Men.
Right.
Yeah.
Today, speaking of sex criminals,
oh, yeah.
a great way to end today's episode.
Yeah.
Four more women have come forward accusing Jared Leto of sexual harassment. Well, sexual assault.
Hopefully.
This is the last time that happens and he goes to jail.
Fingers crossed.
Or at least... They just take him out of the limelight.
Yeah, at least I don't see
acting.
Him in movies anymore, okay?
It'd be nice if, you know, consequences.
That would be awesome.
You gotta read War and Peace. Mm. Jared Leto.
Nothing.
Gets to
fucking
be in
Diddly Squid. Tron gets to be in
film.
Tron.
Mm. Yeah.
He gets to finance the new Tron movie for
yeah.
some reason.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
normally we'd jump to emails, but I left my phone outside.
Yeah,
that
so
is okay.
Instead, I'll say, on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
And I've been Joel.
And I've also been
and
Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, a Based Reaction, and we've been the BS Boys / Based Boys,
yeah.
I guess. BR Boys, that's what I meant.
Burr Boys.
Burr.
Movies!
They're backish!
Ka-chow! This is Baseless Speculation! Go to the